Hi, and welcome to The Lonely Triathlete. My name is Todd, and I am The Lonely Triathlete, coming to you live from Vancouver, British Columbia, on this Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Quick training update. I have been cycling sufficiently hard that my AI coach, yes, I have an AI coach. Would you like an AI coach? You can ask me all about it, and I'll tell you how you can get an AI coach too. I love my AI coach. Can I say AI one more time? My coach has been prescribing super easy runs because my cycling has been so blimey hard. Oh man, I have been cycling 90 minutes twice a week at a moderately hard intensities. I think Tuesdays are my VO2 max days, so Tuesdays are the most brutal of the week. But suffice to say, I think I'm getting enough training effect from my cycling. So my AI coach told me to take it easy on my run days, and I have been enjoying these super easy run days. But I know it's all going to come to an end one day. I think they're just getting me ready for the build phase of my program. Right now I'm in the base phase again, and I think it takes it a little easy on you in the base phase, but once I get to the next phase, I think it's going to be a different story. But that's okay, just means more sleep, right? So the strangest thing happened to me last night. Very, very bizarre. I woke up at about 4 a.m., realizing that one of my nostrils was stuffy and running. And I've had some allergy issues this spring, so I figured maybe it was just an allergy thing. So I got out of bed, and my nose was dripping onto my chest as I was walking to the bathroom, which is really gross and really weird. The only time my nose has ever dripped like that is when I had a full-on cold. So I got to the bathroom and I get some toilet paper and I blow my nose, and like a half a cup of blood came out of my nose. And then in the dim bathroom light, I looked down at my chest and it wasn't snot coming out of my chest. It was blood. I was covered in blood in my chest. So here I am at 4 a.m. trying to be quiet, mopping up the blood on my chest, mopping up my face, my nose. I look down on the ground. It looks like a crime scene. I figure, oh, I can't wake myself up too much to clean everything up like tip-top shape. So I cleaned up what I could see. And I was delirious. I was so tired. I was delirious. So I clean myself up and then I get back to the bed, and in sort of the, like there's a light that's in the alley behind us. It comes through our shades, even though everything is drawn. And so there was a bit of light in the bedroom that I could see on my pillowcase. Yeah, looked like someone had been stabbed on my pillowcase. The blood had come out of my face while I was sleeping. So I'm pulling my pillowcase off at 4:30 in the morning, trying to be super quiet so I don't wake my spouse. And just wondering, like, am I going to bleed like onto my pillow? Cause I couldn't find other pillow. I didn't want to bump around in the night looking for more pillowcases. So I just slept on the pillow without a covering, thinking, oh no, I'm going to get blood on the actual pillow. And in my delirious state, I thought to myself, that's fine. If that's the case, I'll just buy a new pillow. I mean, what do pillows cost? But yeah, isn't that the weirdest thing? And I didn't have any other issues. I woke up and gently blew my nose again, and just a little bit of blood was in there. So I have no idea. I think it's been very, very dry here. In fact, in my office, it's 39% humidity. I think it's been as low as like 32%. So maybe my nasal passage dried out overnight and something ruptured. But yeah, kind of scary. But the fact that I've gone through a whole day today, no issues whatsoever, no problems. Just going to chalk it up to some really, really strange thing and hope I don't bleed to death in the night tonight. Hey, how's that for positive thinking? So, are you ready for a major life update? I'm going to lay it on you. Something big is happening to me. Something huge. Well, you know how in the beginning of this podcast, I always say, welcome to the Lonely Triathlete Podcast, coming to you live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Well, at the end of June, I can't say that anymore because, yep, we are moving. That is right. End of June, we are going to be coming to you. Well, we aren't. I am. I'm going to be coming to you live from Victoria, British Columbia, on Vancouver Island. Actually, not Victoria. Technically, it's Colwood. So Colwood is a city that's about 25, 30 minutes west of Victoria. But suffice to say, I am not going to be on the mainland. I am going to be on the island, Vancouver Island. So why are we moving? The plan kind of always was going to be move, at least move out of our condo in Vancouver and go somewhere else. Not necessarily Victoria, but somewhere else other than downtown Vancouver. Because let me tell you, if you don't know anything about Vancouver, British Columbia, it is outrageously expensive. It's like the rents, I believe a one-bedroom apartment rental in downtown Vancouver is like $2,800 a month, maybe more. And so yeah, between, and not that we're renting, but suffice to say the real estate values are extremely expensive here. And the plan always was for my spouse to sell the condo and downsize into something so that she can get rid of her mortgage and all of her debts. She is retired, so it's important that this was that this is part of her life plan, to get out of all of her debts and invest in something a little bit less expensive than what we've got downtown. And so we put the condo up for sale. We got a super good price for it, but here's the rub. Try and find something a little bit less expensive in Vancouver, and you really can't. I mean, you could, but it wouldn't be anything less than 50 years old that's going to require a whole bunch of renovations and upkeep. It won't be in a desirable location. I mean, we're really blessed and spoiled to be living two blocks from the ocean. We looked all over the lower mainland of British Columbia or of Vancouver, and it just, we had to settle for something way less than we would have wanted to. So we set our eyes on actually the interior and other places in BC, but there were various reasons why we didn't move to those other places or didn't want to move to them. So we went to the island, we did a few day trips and traveled around and looked at places on Vancouver Island. And I tell you, what you can get on Vancouver Island for the dollar is unbelievable compared to what you can get in Metro Vancouver. So we settled on an area which is outside of Victoria, so not that busy. Beautiful nature. About a 5-minute drive down to the water, maybe even less, and running trails and cycling trails and hiking trails. It is an outdoor lover's paradise. And very surprised to learn, there's actually more triathlons and more running races on the island than there is in Vancouver, which blew me away. I just did a very cursory search, and I already found two or three triathlons in the Victoria area, including a 70.3 Ironman, which is fantastic. So maybe I train for Ironman next year. Well, one step at a time, Todd. So yeah, so I'm just preparing you all for me to give you a different sign on at the end of June. I won't be coming to you live from Vancouver anymore, but I'm about 100 kilometers, 60 kilometers for Americans or those on the imperial system, about 100 kilometers or 60 miles away from where I am now, and very excited to be sharing my journey with you all, as well as all my new triathlon training spots. Where am I going to run? Where am I going to ride? Am I going to find like a nice flat spot to do some long rides? Am I going to find runs that I can do intervals on? Or is it all really, really hilly where I am? Because I think it kind of is hilly where I'm going to be. So exploring a new hood, meeting new people, maybe becoming a lake swimmer. Because for the last few years, I've been swimming here in the ocean, which doesn't really get warm enough for me until June. But there are some lakes within 10, 15 minutes of me on the island that I think are way warmer than the ocean. So maybe I'll be able to get into the lakes a little earlier and I'll be a lake training guy. Who knows? So very exciting. Just wanted to throw it out there and let you all know what was coming up. And life, life just throws these things at us, change. As much as I'm used to moving throughout my life, it's never, it's never an easy thing. It requires a whole bunch of adjustments. But if you've got the right mindset and you look at it as an adventure, which it will be, then it will be. So that's going to be my outlook on the whole thing. And looking forward to sharing the whole journey and process with y'all. Okay, that's it. That's my big reveal. Hope you all have a great training week. And oh yeah, if you wanted to hear more about my AI coach, drop me a line at thelonelytriathlete, all one word, at gmail.com. And I would be more than happy to let you know all about it. Okay, that's it. Until next time, peace.